GCN.
It's just Free Talk Live and it's your show. Saturday night edition. That means we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting there, all kinds of different topics. I've got something like 23 notifications in my mailbox from the BBS. Because one of the cool things about the bulletin board system is you can have it notify you whenever somebody posts a new post on one of the threads in there. That way you don't necessarily have to go back on your own. The system will say, hey, come back. There's something new to look at.
Right.
Which is pretty neat. So I have a lot of catching up to do tonight after the show. Anyway, the bulletin board system is free like everything else is at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, as you know, Manwich, this is the show about the callers, the show about you. If you want to take control, personal, political, whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Of course, you can email the show. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. FTL@freetalklive.com. And one of the things that we do from time to time on Free Talk Live, not very often, we have guests on the show. And you really have to be a standout, I think.
You have to be a very, very special guest.
Right, in the liberty and, you know, the pro-liberty movement to get on this show.
I think is it almost 3 years we've been on, or almost 2 years?
3 years.
Almost three years. We've had six?
Maybe five or six.
Five or six guests.
Yeah. So we're adding another one to the roster today. His name is Mark Emery. And, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm having a lovely evening, thanks.
That's good to hear.
Well, welcome aboard. And I didn't actually check with you in advance. Do you have at least a half an hour to spend with us? Because we've got a lot of questions for you.
Oh, certainly. After only being reminded how jail is, I'm always grateful to spend time talking with humans of my own choice outside of jail. I've only been out of jail 2 weeks, so
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, your rented life is in chaos. You know, they take away your primary source of income. And, in fact, I'm not even going to get a trial in Canada. Like, I don't even get to be judged by my peers along old Magna Carta law. I'll get judged by people who don't know me at all.
Let's stop right now and reset, because we know what you went to jail for, allegedly, but who are you, Mark Emery, and why were you in jail?
Well, I've been what you'd call an activist for liberty for over 25 years. You know, if you Google my name, Mark Emery, and anything, marijuana, liberty, you get this extensive portfolio that covers 25 years, when I first discovered Ayn Rand in 1979, and marijuana a year later in 1980, a late bloomer I was at 22, and I've combined the two ever since, and this sort of, I've always been gifted at earning money. So my brilliant idea in 1994 was that I came here from Asia where I was living, and I decided that there were no books and magazines about marijuana legal in Canada at the time. There were no hemp stores, no hemp industry, no medical marijuana. Everything was totally criminalized. So I came up with a brilliant idea of revolutionary retail, whereby stores would pop up all across Canada, the United States, and I'd sell seeds, and the money used for this would develop an infrastructure, and we helped 25 stores open up in the first year across Canada, wow. And we wholesaled to these people. And what we were doing, we were trying to develop a capitalist model of liberty for a movement that had been traditionally seen as left-wing, like that is eschewing money and embracing socialism, which I saw as not a successful model for change.
No doubt. I said
we should earn a lot of money and then promote democratic, peaceful change towards liberty in regards to cannabis, and that should be our goal.
Sounds good to me. I guess the U.S. authorities didn't quite like that, though, huh?
Well, we've been very successful, though. I have given away $4 million to activists, liberty things in the last 11 years, whether it's Supreme Court of Canada challenges, whether it's the Global Marijuana March, whether it's ballot initiatives in Arizona, Washington, D.C., Alaska. We've given money to over $1 million to Americans.
Well, you're a criminal. You're a common criminal. What do you mean you're giving money to charities? You're a violent thug that deserves to be locked in prison, aren't you, Mark Emery?
Well, actually, a criminal is someone who threatens the public safety and our person and our property. I'm a lawbreaker, and that's very different. A lawbreaker has the clear intent of doing something transparent and open to the public so that they may judge him and judge the law that he is trying to bring attention to. No one is hurt by any activity of I've ever done. And by the way, they want me to serve a jail sentence in the United States for doing this. This was a DEA, Vancouver Police Department. They want me to serve a jail time longer in the United States for what I've done peacefully and honestly and with great purpose and with great success, what in Canada a multiple murderer could not get. The maximum you can get in Canada is 25 years. We don't have the death penalty here. So if you kill three people, you'll get a maximum of 25 years, and you likely will get 25 years, but you can get out after that. But they want me to stay in a United States federal penitentiary for the rest of my life without parole for the act of selling seeds, which contain no drug content, but
it's
with
insane.
A clear revolutionary intent of overthrowing the U.S. government's drug war.
Yeah, so you think that you were targeted because you got a big mouth, because you were selling seeds and you like to talk about it.
Lots of people have a big mouth, and lots of people sell seeds. There's still 50 companies in Canada operating business as usual.
Why were you targeted?
I'm targeted because I'm very good at what I do. I'm the recognized worldwide leader of the cannabis movement. I'm proud to be that spokesman. There's at least 25 rallies planned around the world to protest the DEA incursion to Canada to take them.
We're going to get to that. I definitely want to talk about that because that's really exciting. The Smoke Out America rallies that are coming up in September. I do want to get to that. But so basically, you are kind of like a capitalist, activist, entrepreneur, super guy as far as the marijuana movement is concerned.
Well, there's no one like me even in libertarian fields. You get billionaires like George Soros and Peter Lewis who give a small percentage of their total revenue to good causes, and that's great.
You're full on 100% dedicated.
I devote everything. I've never owned a home here, property, investments, bonds. I live very modestly. I just have a couch, a TV.
It's probably a good idea because they just take your home from you anyway.
Well, I have been raided 6 times for all sorts of stuff. And one time I didn't even get charged for anything. They just took $500,000 worth of all my inventory of all my stores, and then that was it. See, they know they're damaging you economically because I'm a capitalist. The movement damages our ability. See, because I own Cannabis Culture Magazine, a fabulous magazine, the most highly regarded magazine about our culture on the newsstands. We have Pot TV, POT-TV.net on the internet, where you can watch thousands of videos about marijuana for free.
Yeah,
and it's always
it's incredible.
Been for free. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And this is what I was always intending to do, build an infrastructure. I said the first thing we need is retail stores. We need to generate money. And then we need these in all communities. And then we need magazines to link up our communities. And
you know, Mark, we've always been on Free Talk Live. We've always been for the distribution of information on a free basis. We've always our show from day one has been free to the listeners, not just on the air, of course, but also via archive format. And it always will be. And so we're absolutely proud to have you on the show tonight. Can I ask you what it was like? How did you feel the first time you got raided? Not necessarily this time, since you said you had it happen 6 times. What was it like the first time?
January 4th, 1996. I was just on the front page of the Wall Street Journal 4 weeks before. And by the way, they did an extensive background check on me because the reporter who wrote that 10 years ago, Quentin Hardy, told me, Mark, they're not putting that drug deal on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in a good light. And I said, and this is a nice article about you. He said, it's going to get you into trouble because the president reads this paper. Mm-hmm. But I just want you to know that they had 6 editors research your background. They talked to your teachers, your business associates, your parents, people who knew you, and you're totally clean. And that's what people always find, because you know what? You know, the mayor of Vancouver came to a conference I paid for with seed money last year. You think he's going to come to a conference sponsored by a drug dealer? The leader of the NDP, the third largest party in Canada's parliament, and he's in parliament now, came to my home 18 months ago and filmed a videotape where he said marijuana was a wonderful subject and urged me to support his party in the election. Do you think he'd do his hand?
Yeah, you don't get to where you're at by hurting people and by ripping people off.
Of course, you know, if sensitive politicians worried about their reputation, their handlers aren't going to let them go talk to some drug dealer.
Aren't you, in a manner of speaking, though, a drug dealer? I mean, you're selling seeds on the to grow marijuana.
Drug. What do you mean?
I want him to answer the question.
What was the question?
Aren't you in some manner, though, a drug dealer?
Oh, I don't consider myself at all. In fact, one of the things we did with our money was a drug rehabilitation clinic. I spent $250,000 from 2002 to 2004 dealing with heroin addicts, cocaine addicts.
Mark Emery, hang on, okay? We're gonna hold you over. Come back with more of Mark Emery. The Prince of Pot from Canada, arrested recently. We're talking to him, and if you got a question for him, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday night edition. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we always are. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. If you miss a moment of the show, never fear. We've got archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can sign up for our podcast, and then we will deliver to you the archives automatically. You don't even have to think about it anymore.
It's good.
That easy. Freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months' worth of the show. All of it's on the house the way it should be. FreeTalkLive.com. We are talking to a man by the name of Mark Emery. He is the self-professed Prince of Pot. Mark, how did you come up with Prince of Pot?
Oh, I didn't. I typically wouldn't give myself names like that. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer wrote it in September of 1996, and then CNN did a special on me in 1997 called CNN Visits Canada's Prince of Pot. Hmm. And then once it went around the world like that, everybody's used it, from Time Magazine, Rolling Stone.
So it kind of stuck with you, huh?
Well, it's not a bad title. I mean, it captures what I've always essentially sought from the people I represent. I don't want to legislate control over you. I don't want any power. I want your respect and your admiration as someone who's spoken well on your behalf, and not that as someone who's going to tell you how to live. I only want to represent you. I don't want to tell anybody how their life should be, and I don't want to legislate. So a real prince is someone who gains the respect of the people by what he does and says, and not by what he orders them to do.
I have a lot of appreciation for that. I want to jump back to Manwich's, what I consider, very unfair question before we went away to break. You asked if Mark... if he considered himself a drug dealer, right? Was that your question?
Well, the thing is a guy who sells cars, car dealer.
Yeah.
A guy who sells drugs.
No,
drug
he
dealer.
Didn't sell drugs. He sold seeds. And that's
well,
it.
And I sold marijuana seeds very specifically.
Right. It's tantamount actually to you calling somebody who sells hops an alcohol dealer, basically.
Well, even if he thinks of it as a drug dealer, I look at it that I gave it to tens of thousands of consenting adults who wanted what I was offering.
Absolutely.
Understood where the money was going when I got it. Unlike it didn't go to my pocket. They understood it would get distributed throughout the movement. You see, people who grow marijuana can't really get out there and publicly say, I support legalizing pot.
Right.
So they have to do it in a different kind of way. By giving me money, it was saying, not only do I like your genetics, but I like what you're doing with the money, so here. Because I charge more than everybody else for a lot of seeds. I was expensive for a reason, and I told everybody, I need the money because I give it all away, and I have a huge revolutionary movement around the world whose philosophy is overgrow the government. Overgrow
now,
the government.
I like that philosophy.
A botanical revolution through peaceful democratic change to change a tyranny in government.
Do you think this is going to change anytime soon?
Well, it doesn't matter if it changes anytime soon. My effort will make it change sooner. And that's the only thing we can be content with when you're battling for liberty. You can be content that your contribution will inspire, hopefully, a generation of other people. I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm probably the worldwide acknowledged leader of this movement. And I hope that I always speak responsibly on behalf of liberty, peace, marijuana, cannabis, and the need to treat us as human beings who should never go to jail for our chosen lifestyle.
You know, it's so good to know that the head, if you will, the self-proclaimed head of, and I can't think of anybody else. I mean, there's nobody else, you know, that has a name necessarily like Mark Emery as far as the pro-liberty marijuana movement. I'm so
glad
that
you... And there's 164 million of us around the world, according to the United Nations last year. 164 million people. Now, if
millions of marijuana smokers?
Yes, okay. 164 out of a planet of 6 billion, I suspect it's even larger.
I believe that, yeah.
164 million makes us an extraordinarily large minority on this planet.
Well, gosh, we've seen numbers, Mark, that's suggested that over, I think, at least over 33% of adult Americans have admitted to smoking marijuana in their lifetime, and I think over 50% of parents have admitted it.
Well, of course, and this is the hypocrisy that plagues this discussion, is that I constantly say to people, listen, I'm facing longer sentence for doing what I've... Everybody's known what I've done, from the Prime Minister on down. Every member of Parliament's had a subscription to my magazine for 8 years. You know, even if they don't read it, their assistants and certainly inform them. I've never had a letter of complaint sent to me in 11 years by a Canadian. No one's ever lodged a complaint to police about me, or they'd have investigated.
And you probably refunded people's money if they didn't like your product, too.
Well, of course. You're always interested in customer satisfaction. So it was run, and the income tax department collected huge personal income taxes adding up to $578,000 from 1999 to the year 2000.
A lot of good that did to protect you, huh?
Well, it did for a while. I never got asked. They never hounded me down because they said I wasn't paying taxes, or that they, you know, that I was filing false. They liked what I was giving them, and they knew my business inside and out. I made a point of telling them, here are my banks. Here's where every cent I go. Because I wanted, if there is no suspicion, then there's nothing sinister, and people will let you do what I've done for 11 years.
You wanted
Canada.
Full transparency.
That's
and
right.
What ended up happening was the United States DEA basically came up to Canada and, I don't know, did some sort of political maneuvering and managed to get the Canadian police, I guess the RMCP, or Royal Mounted Canadian Police.
Yeah, RCMP, the Vancouver Police. Yeah, they
just go right along.
When I was arrested, the other side of the country in Halifax, speaking at Maritimers United for Medical Marijuana Festival, and they picked me up, and the words were, Mark Emery, we have a warrant for your arrest pending your extradition to the United States of America. I'm still not charged by any Canadian law here. Nobody's charged me in Canada with anything to do with this.
How are they going to go about attempting to get you out of the country? What's that process going to be like?
A series of hearings. I don't even get a trial, so I don't even get to be judged by my peers. I could end up in an American jail for the rest of my life.
Some judge is going to make this decision.
That's right. Some judge will make this here, listen to a hearing, and then I have to appeal to the Justice Minister of Canada, who's the Attorney General, who may, for that matter, have cooperated in this investigation in all likelihood, so it's a real conflict to have to appeal to him. Although, and there is a funny sort of story there, because a year and a half ago, when he became Justice Minister, he admitted on television that his children watch POT TV, my television, internet television network,
wow,
and that they were big fans of it, and that they watched POT TV more than they read the Globe and Mail, and that he respected his children's point of view.
This is so insane. It needs to come to a stop. You need to stay there in Canada, because isn't this basically a slap in the face to Canadian sovereignty?
Well, here's the funny thing, is that everybody admitted that the Justice Minister saying his children watch POT TV and a big fan was covered on the national news, so I have the videotape. When the mayor of Vancouver came to my conference, he momentously announced that marijuana should be legalized, a keynote speech. We have that on film. When Jack Layton, the leader of the NDP, came to my home, we filmed the entire interview and broadcast on POT TV. So here you have everybody from the Justice Minister and his children. You've got the mayor of the city. You've got the leader of the third largest party in Canada, the leader coming to my home, and subsequently gets elected to Parliament, so it didn't hurt his chances.
Right.
And there are many, many, and the leader of the BC Green Party, pretty a substantial party here.
I'm sure the laundry list goes on and on.
It does. And
what we need to I want to focus on something that possibly could make a difference in keeping you as free as possible, and it's something called Smoke Out America. I actually discovered this from one of our listeners who forwarded it on to me. It's happening Saturday, September 10th, and why it's called Smoke Out America, but it's something happening all around the world. What is this event, Mark Emery?
Well, in 25 cities, including, of all things, Moscow. I never thought that I would have former communists protesting at the Canadian consulate in Russia to protest the evil ways of the Canadian government, but thankfully, you know, democracy and freedom and ideas of liberty blossom everywhere, even in formerly oppressive places. So it gives us hope that there's improvement possible when people in Moscow can go pick at the Canadian
By the way, just a technical note. I cringe when I hear you say the word democracy, Mark. It's a word that frightens me. It means majority rule, mob rule, and, you know, democracy.
It does in that way, but I use it as a way to describe peaceful transition. Because typically democracy is a peaceful transitional period. Of course, people elect tyranny. Nazi Germany was elected,
right,
and George Bush was elected. So people can be duped and elect tyrannies. But
absolutely,
the idea being is the process of democracy is supposed to be a peaceful exchange.
I think I agree with that, and as long as it's voluntary, as long as you're free to get away majority.
To show you how old you are, too. When I was young,
Mark Emery. Hold that thought. We're going to ask you to hang on if you got the time. 800-259-9231. Mark Emery, he's got a lot to say.
Yes, he does.
He better say it now before something terrible happens, like going into a U.S. prison. More coming up.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, man. Which,
yes, we do.
What's all that about?
Well, it's a section of the website where we have photos of, I don't know, it must be 30, 40?
At least.
Women that have taken their pictures for Free Talk Live, sent them in. Some have even validated their pictures by having a photo with Free Talk Live or FTL in it, so that we know for sure they are them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it proves that women listen to Free Talk Live.
Yes, they do.
So we like it. And so, ladies, if you're out there, you want to be part of the Shrine, I think we actually just got a submission. I haven't actually taken a look at it quite yet, so we might have a fresh Shriner going up sometime this weekend. And, of course, if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, we will let you know whenever there's something new about the show. Anyway, we're talking to Mark Emery right now. Rarely do we have guests on the show, but there are some people worth making exceptions for, and Mark Emery, you're one of them. You are one of the most stand-up guys in the marijuana legalization movement, and you deserve a huge applause for having the courage to do what you do in a public fashion. I mean, you were recently, just a few weeks ago, arrested by Canadian authorities at the behest of the United States, and the U.S. is attempting to extradite you to the United States in order to charge you for distributing marijuana seeds or conspiracy. I'm not sure exactly what the charges are.
It's a conspiracy to distribute seeds, which produces marijuana, and launder the proceeds. And, of course, laundering the proceeds can be anything. And what I did is, see, there's the thing. I'm an Ayn Rand capitalist who has no need of material goods, so I've got a bit of Zen Buddhism running through me because I gave it all away. I didn't own anything, never any assets, never had any fail safes. I never put money in the bank to save it. I always had a great project that needed lots of money. People all over the world ask me for money all the time, seed money. I paid for Global Marijuana Marches, Supreme Court cases. I get bail money. I helped refugees. The drug addiction clinic I ran here to great success, by the way, covered in our national news media extensively, and everybody knew it all came from seed money, too.
So you've always been out in the public view. They've finally started to harass you, and you're facing extradition. This needs to stop. We need to prevent this from happening, and the best way to prevent that from happening is to draw as much attention as possible to what you're doing and to just the marijuana movement in general. So you've created, are you the one who created Smoke Out America, or is that just like your team?
That's a website. The really good information is at cannabisculture.com, which is my magazine, Cannabis Culture. And right at the top, it's got rallies around the world for Mark Emery and cannabis liberation, really. And, of course, they stretch from Warsaw to Moscow, London, Paris.
Right, the one I heard about in Nova Scotia, I actually heard they're actually planning on doing a public smokeout.
Oh, well, that'll happen across Canada, typically. This time I would even emphasize it's not about smoking pot, it's about smoking out American drug policy and all the nations around the world. The American
I understand
drug
that,
policy.
But Mark, you have to admit, it definitely takes courage for activists to show up somewhere, get together, and break the law together. That's civil disobedience, and I have a huge respect for that.
Well, the only thing is sometimes the smoking part, though, can obscure the message. It's funny. If you're having a festival where the celebration of marijuana, which we do on July 1st in Canada, we call it Cannabis Day, and, you know, we have big parties in the main square, totally tolerated, of course. 4,000 people come and we all have a wonderful time.
Wow.
But this is a different time. This is where we need to guide the intellect and guide the conscience of the nation. First thing people should do in America or Canada is join a political party. It doesn't matter if it's Republican, Democratic, U.S. Marijuana Party. Join a political party and start using your influence to make other people who affect the system change. I'd say go to a church. Stop talking to people who already agree with you. Stop talking to people who already accept liberty in these issues of marijuana. Go find someone who doesn't agree with you and befriend that person. Go to a church and start talking about how the Bible admonishes us to use everything that God gave us and not to be judgmental. And, you know, the Bible says you don't get judged by what comes out of what goes in your mouth. You're judged by what comes out of your mouth.
I think there are some churches that would be a little more likely to listen and some that wouldn't even want to hear anything.
They're not going to listen to someone in a confrontational environment. I've never met anybody who changed their mind in a confrontation.
Absolutely.
They often go home and think about it on their own.
You're absolutely right. It's a difference between argumentation and persuasion. All the other person's thinking about is what they're going to say next.
But if they meet someone of a similar ilk of them, someone dressed like them, someone going to church like them perhaps, or someone that they can intuitively understand where you're coming from, and you give arguments in their language about why liberty is in the best interest of all concerned, and just the marijuana smoker, but all society benefits, then you can get them to think, because you're not in a confrontation with them. And even if at first they don't agree with you, they can still mold these ideas in their own privacy. And that's where people do change their mind. So we've got to stop hanging out with people who agree with us and go find the people who don't agree with us and convert them.
I got to say, it should be something that those people that are listening to this advice should consider it on a long-term aspect. Don't just go to somebody's church and start talking about the war on drugs. Just build rapport based on other common issues.
Don't go
first.
To a church if you're not a Christian. It won't be worthwhile for you. It's got to be a relationship that works.
Right. But build your relationship on other common interests
the people who may be in these groups. So if you have a natural conservative instinct and you feel closest to the Republican Party, join the Republican Party and go and talk to Republicans at their next state meeting and their next regional meeting and the next local meeting when they're choosing counselors. You can influence a lot of people's opinion by
It's amazing
network.
What one person can do to make a difference. I mean, you're a perfect example of that, Mark Emery.
Absolutely. And I've given money to numbers of political parties of all stripes. I've given it to the Green Party, the NDP. I've financed the BC Marijuana Party with tons of money.
Curiosity, Mark, have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, I have. I'm very familiar with it. As a libertarian, I'm aware of all these issues.
Right.
And I wish everybody... How many people have committed to moving?
We're over 6,800 at this point.
No, that's going to be a real estate developer who's excited.
No doubt about it. I think, people can get details about the Smoke Out America event on website, correct?
And typically, I would always want to invite our American friends. So the Smoke Out America was the first name. We were modifying it to a bit like Cannabis Liberation. The reason being is we have demonstrations in New York, Washington, D.C., and the West Coast, and Detroit, and places in the United States. It's easy for Canadians and people around the world to get heated with anti-American rhetoric, but I try and discourage that. When the DEA raided, the first impulse across Canada was to burn the American flag. I said, don't burn the American flag. Hold the American flag upside down. That's something that Americans understand. They
maybe burn some DEA shirts or something.
There was a lot of DEA effigies being bandied about. But
so the details are cannabisculture.com on the event. I think Manwich has a question for you.
Well, okay.
Two nights ago, we read a story that was, I believe, on your website. It was an email sent from a drug grower here in America.
A pot grower. Okay.
You know, by the way, if you want a difference between drugs and plants, a drug is a formulated concentration. And that's just those words, formulated concentration. All drugs that we understand are drugs. They may do good things, bad things, a variety of things, or nothing. But what they are is they're concentrations of important elements of original material concentrated and formulated very specifically. Marijuana is neither a concentration nor is it very specific. It can change from plant to plant. So you can't really ever think of a drug because all other drugs are uniform in their potency.
Buy
something, it's very specific. And that's what a drug is.
I see. But it's an interesting point. A marijuana grower had a email on there, and he basically said that drug dealers don't buy seeds.
Marijuana growers, professional marijuana growers.
Oh, drug dealers aren't the growers.
But
no,
the guys, the guys that are selling it, no, they're not. It's not the same thing.
No,
okay, now we're just confused. Hold on, we're gonna. Can you hang on, Mark Emmer? Because
sure.
We got more questions for you. I know. Hopefully, you don't have somewhere to be right now.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, cool. 800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Mark Emmer, he's on the line with us. The Prince of Pot from Canada and world renowned, right here on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. In fact, big thanks to everybody who has voted for the show so far this month. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give you our archives, we give you everything at the website for free, now and then we ask you for a little bit of help. Once a month, as a matter of fact, we ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for the show. It takes you to our friends over at PodcastAlley.com, where right now we are the number two podcast in the world as because of your votes, because of the over, what, around 700 of you now, I think, that have gone and voted for the show.
We only need about 10, 20 votes to make the difference.
Right. We were number one. We were number one for a good 17 days straight this month, which is fantastic and much appreciated. So if you haven't gone yet this month, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are talking to the Prince of Pot. His name is Mark Emmery, and he's run into a little bit of trouble recently with the United States. They came up and got together with the Canadian so-called authorities. The Canadians basically bent over, went and arrested him, and now he's facing extradition, possibly to be extradited to the U.S. to face charges for selling marijuana seeds over the Internet. It's an outrage. It's a slap in the face to Canadian sovereignty. I mean, if Canadians thought they actually had their own little country, well, I guess welcome. You guys must be the 51st state, right, Mark?
Well, Canadians, you know, it's difficult to have America as your neighbor, I'll tell you that. You know, it's one thing for Holland and to make marijuana basically legal there, and they've been selling seeds legally, and in England, too, for 30 years, so it's like totally legal there. You couldn't even charge someone in England with this crime. And in Canada, I haven't been charged, and everybody's known about it for 7-8 years.
Right.
And I haven't been charged. And
even though there are, even though you could be charged, you haven't been.
Right, and I'm extremely public. I mean, I've also been, not only has every major politician been familiar with me and basically given tacit approval to it, but the huge bulk of the public does. I mean, I only sell to people who want the seeds. I distribute the money out to people who want the money.
You mean you don't have your distributor network on elementary school campuses trying to sell to fifth graders?
Well, here's the thing. The DEA said I was the largest criminal organization and making me the biggest criminal mastermind in all of Canada that they've investigated. Now, that's extremely flattering because it's just me. It's just me. There's no army necessary. All I do is give speeches and give money away. You don't need an army of guys carrying guns. You don't need any thuggy
looking guys. You're not busting kneecaps around the country?
And yet they've said I'm more powerful than Hell's Angels or the Triads or the Asian gangs and
that's
all the
so
others.
Stupid.
They've given me a power. But see, that's the thing. They're saying Mark Emery's so damn good that he moved right to the top of the list just because my goals, which after all, let's face it, who is my enemy? It's the United States government. Who are my enemy's army? It is the DEA.
No doubt. Of course
they're going to launch this attack.
It makes
Wouldn't
sense.
You, if you were them and you thought, listen, this guy's changing the landscape, the way the public around the world thinks of this issue.
Why do you think they haven't gotten violent with you?
Well, because then they'll guarantee to make me a martyr. See, what they'd like to do is humiliate me, put me in prison, see me rot and die over a long period of time and hope everything about me evaporates. But that won't happen at all. What they'll do is they'll make generations of people who believe in this plant look up and revere me and hopefully use my example to go and perpetuate their own revolution against the government of the United States.
You deserve to be commended for what you've been doing. I wish we had a lot more time, but we don't. I want to get Manwich's question in here, and then we got a call coming in for you. Okay, so let's do Manwich, why don't you try asking your question again?
Okay. There was an email on your website that we read two nights ago,
right,
from a marijuana grower.
Correct.
And he was saying that large-scale professional marijuana growers do not use seeds. In fact, they clone plants.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not providing seeds to large-scale professional marijuana growers.
Well, typically, I would always appeal to the first-time grower because he has to start with seeds. He typically knows nothing starting small and has heard about something really good and he'd like to have it.
Yeah, the
That's the great thing about the seed business is that we help people get their own self-sufficiency. They don't have to go buy in the inner city, don't have to buy from black markets, don't have to deal with criminals. There's a huge amount of arguments that are very much in favor of someone growing their own marijuana.
In fact,
you know, America often criticizes Canada and Mexico for sending marijuana to the United States. I always said that America growing their own marijuana reduce their dependency on foreign marijuana. So of course, who could be against that? You know, if people,
right,
you know, in Canada, they occasionally say these drugs finance guns for terrorists. Well, then let Americans grow their own.
Well, I've had Canadian weed, and it's quite good, just so you know. Let me go to the phones because we got Joe waiting patiently to talk to you, Mark. Joe in Boston, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight? Sorry I didn't vote this month, but I do vote. I do agree and disagree with you, and I like your show. I just have trouble getting the podcast because, you know, I'm a visually impaired person. I don't know how to set that up.
Well, at least you're here now. You're online with Mark Emery.
Mark, I'm proud of what you do. I wish I could get people to help me give money. If I ever get into a business, I certainly will give money away to help people. Marijuana does help people that need it, and I think it should be allowed. And how do people reach you? Is there do you have a direct email?
Well, I'm in my office every day, so you could call me at 604-689-0590.
Can Bob give me that off the air? I'm not too good with emails. I do a little, but Bob, give me that off.
Well, just remember, my name's Mark, M-A-R-C.
And you can go to cannabisculture.com.
Well, that's my email, mark@cannabisculture.com, and my website, and I'm the editor of Cannabis Culture, so if you send editor@cannabisculture.com, and I'm here every day.
You're an accessible dude. I mean, I called that number, and you answered the phone.
Oh, yeah, like everybody in Canada knows you can just call me up. They always have.
What town are you in? Because what I could do is I'll take your number off there if they can give it to me. I can put it on my
I live in what I'm proud to say is one of the most beautiful beautiful cities in the world, Vancouver, where we have a beautiful scene. We have a city council that's voted to legalize marijuana. We've had a mayor that, last two mayors, eschewing prohibition and saying we should legalize marijuana.
I heard crime is a lot less down there, Vancouver. Is that true? Crime is down?
Well, for one thing, you're perfectly safe in Vancouver, but your car isn't. Like, the problem is prohibition creates junkies. If we had legal drugs of all kinds, we wouldn't have women prostituting themselves for drugs. Our daughters would be safer. You know, we wouldn't have organized crime gangs.
You're absolutely right. We talk about the horrors of prohibition all the time. Joe, thank you for the call. Mark Emery, thank you for taking your time out tonight, because I know you're a busy guy and spending time with Free Talk Live. Hopefully we can have you on again at some point in the future. Would that be okay?
Oh, that's fine. 60 Minutes is doing a show, so everybody can watch me on 60 Minutes.
We have been following your case. We will continue to do so. I want you to consider Free Talk Live an ally in this fight of yours, and keep us in mind whenever you want to get something out there to the people. Thank you for your time tonight, and we'll be in touch, Mark.
Thanks.
Have a great night, sir. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff on the website, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version. It's all free. freetalklive.com. So then, we just finished up with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. I thought it was a good interview.
I thought it was great. I thought he was, I really liked listening to him.
He didn't sound stoned, did he? He sounded very energetic.
He was very energetic.
Yeah.
He's the kind, he has that kind of capitalist spirit that I equate to America, which of course he's, which I think lots of good things about America. I'm not like a Canadian who is upset that we've invaded their sovereignty.
Right.
So I was just amazed. I thought it was great.
It's an exciting situation, a dangerous situation that he's in. And as I said before, we will continue to give it as much attention as we possibly can. But we need to go to the phones and to the fun because Dead Hobbit has been hanging on very patiently from Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich. Hello, Dead Hobbit.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the minimum wage. One argument our most libertarians have, which I proudly affiliate with myself, is that we should give minimum wage, and this is something I've yet to grasp.
That we should get rid of it.
Yeah, I live in Utah, which you might know is one of the few states that has not increased the minimum wage over the federal requirement. And because of that, when I started my high school job, I started at a nice $5.20 an hour.
Okay.
And Utah has one of the lowest paying states in the nation because of this. And what would be the advantages of actually getting rid of it?
Well, quite simply, it would the main advantage. I mean, there's several different vantage points you can look at this from, but to me, the main advantage is it allows business owners to make contracts with their employees on a one-on-one basis and not have the federal government breathing down somebody's neck and telling them how to run their business. I mean, as a business owner and as an employee, shouldn't you have the ability to contract and just simply agree to work for a certain wage? Does the federal government have to point guns at people and force them to pay a certain amount?
Good point there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the basic, simple reason. The other reason is economists will tell you, any economist worth their salt, that whenever the minimum wage goes up, people that are on the borderline of low-end jobs, they lose their jobs. In accordance with a 10% increase in the minimum wage, it's going to be a 10% job loss. I mean, I'm being very general, but it's true.
Now, Hobbit, another thing is the economics of the minimum wage, you really can't see the benefits of Utah having a lower minimum wage than other states that surround it because of the artificial point that they have to pay at. So the fact is, if the minimum wage disappeared completely, you would probably see the wages that the lowest wages people got paid generally would be about $5.15 an hour. On a nationwide scale. They go up in San Francisco, they go down in places like Utah, but all in all, that's pretty much what it'd be. And your housing costs are lower in Utah, too.
Well, yeah, the other thing that you need to realize about the minimum wage, and I realize it's a deep topic, but when the minimum wage goes up, think about it. I mean, you've got these Green Party people out there advocating an increase in the minimum wage. They want
what's called a
living wage. And they want to raise the minimum wage to, some of them want it $8 an hour, some of them want it $20 an hour. Well, think about it. What would happen to the economy if minimum wage was $20 an hour? What's that do to the price of a McDonald's hamburger? Think about that, Dead Hobbit. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I guess he's still thinking. This is your show. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.